Well, explained the rat, weasels and stoats and foxes and so on, they're all right, but you can't really trust them, and that's the fact. Now then, here's where we're going to lunch.
It was so very beautiful that the mole could only gasp, "Oh my, oh my!" The rat helped the mole ashore and swung out the picnic basket. When all was ready, the rat said,
"Now pitch in, old fellow."
And the mole was very glad to, for he had started his spring cleaning very early and had not paused for a bite since.
"What are you looking at?"
said the rat, presently, when the mole's eyes were able to wander off the tablecloth a little.
"I am looking," said the mole, "at a streak of bubbles on the water."
"Bubbles? Oh-ho!"
said the rat. A broad, glistening muzzle showed itself, and the otter hauled himself out and shook the water from his coat.
"Hello, hello," he said. "Why didn't you invite me, Ratty?" "This was an impromptu affair," explained the rat. "By the way, this is my friend, Mr. Mole."
"Proud, I'm sure," said the otter,
and the two animals were friends forthwith.
"All the world seems out today," he continued. "I try get a moment's peace and then stumble upon you fellows."
Then there was a rustle behind them, and a stripy head peered out.
"Come on, badger!"
shouted the rat. The badger trotted forward, then grunted,
"Company!"
and disappeared from view.